Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we're reading Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. The apostle Paul calls himself here a servant of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 9, when he's converted, in verse 6, he says this, the very first words out of his mouth are, Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do? The moment he discovered his Savior was the Lord Jesus Christ, his first words were, Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do? And in Acts chapter 27, the apostle Paul in verse 23 says this, For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. The apostle Paul says, I belong to him and I serve him. In Romans 6, the very letter we're studying, he says later on, and I will turn there, Romans 6, verse 17 and 18, Paul says this, But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Paul knew what it was like to be a slave of sin. He was under the Mosaic law, and he could not keep it. Romans 7 will attest to that. But Paul learned the great truth, the form of doctrine, as it says here in verse 16, in which he was delivered. And then now Paul can serve in newness of spirit because he was made free from sin. And that is positionally true of Paul. In Romans 7, verse 6, we also read this. Paul says, Now, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in oldness or the oldness of the letter. So Paul knew what it was like to have a new kind of service. He served God in newness of spirit. It was a whole new attitude for Paul because he had been delivered from the condemnation of the law, had been justified. Now he was free to serve God without fear of torment. The apostle Paul was delivered from the condemnation of the law, was brought under the principle of grace which justifies a man and allows him to serve God freely. Because God says there's now no condemnation, and now Paul can go out and freely serve him, and that he did. Now going back to Romans chapter 1, we read this, that he was called to be an apostle. Now an apostle had to have seen the Lord Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 9:2. I am of the belief that there are no apostles today at all. The mere claim to be an apostle today is kind of a dubious claim to me. I think that to be an apostle, according to Scripture, you were given direct revelation from God, and there is no more need of that. We have the completed Scriptures. There are no more apostles today. So Paul saw the Lord, and it says here that he was separated unto the gospel of God. Now notice he was separated. He was separated on three occasions. He was separated from his mother's womb, according to Galatians 1. And in Acts 9:15, he was separated on the road to Damascus. And in Acts chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, he was separated to his ministry. So he's separated from his mother's womb, he was separated at his conversion, and he was separated to the ministry in Acts chapter 13. And notice what it says, he's separated unto the gospel of God. Now in the King James Version, in verse 2, we have a parenthesis. And so if we would just read verse 1 to verse 3, we'll complete our thoughts today with this. Separated unto the gospel of God, now skip over the parenthesis, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The gospel, the good news that Paul preached was concerning a person, and that person was the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was always bragging about the accomplishments of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Read it that way again. He was separated unto the gospel of God concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's centered on the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may we too be centered on him. May we rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. God's Son is worthy of our attention and our occupation. Let us study along with Paul as he unfolds to us the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.